Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
Not one word about Harry Potter.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. But we do have news this morning about another media darling, Google. Only on Wall Street can a 58% surge of revenue to close to $4 billion be disappointing and cause the stock to tank 7%. You see, the trouble is profit margins aren't as great as they have been for Google because the company just keeps growing, like its proposed buy-up of online ad giant DoubleClick. From Washington, Jeremy Hobson says that's causing Google another headache.
Congress is concerned about privacy and competition if Google gets DoubleClick. According to eMarketer.com, Google already controls more than a quarter of all online ad spending. And it's a fast-growing industry, says eMarketer analyst David Hallerman.
No other media has ever had ad spending grow by over 30% in five consecutive years, which is expected for the internet from 2004 through 2008, not even TV in its earliest days.
Google's growing power could mean privacy problems, says Congressman Bobby Rush. He's the Illinois Democrat calling for hearings on the DoubleClick buy. He calls Google's access to user information scary.
There's something unnerving about that. I think that the American public want to know when they are searching on the internet that their information is relatively safe.
In a written statement, Google said the acquisition is good for competition and privacy and should be approved. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
On Wall Street Thursday, the great second quarter performance of other tech stocks like Microsoft bolstered the markets. The Dow closed up 82 to just about the 14,000 mark. The Nasdaq closed up 21 to 2720, and the S&P closed up 7 to 1553. We'll see when the markets open in a few hours how they'll react to the news this morning that China is raising interest rates. Soon you'll know where that meat you're eating comes from. Last night, the House Agriculture Committee passed a bill that would require country of origin labels on meats. Processed food is exempt from the legislation. How the painkiller OxyContin was marketed is at issue today in court. Parents who say their children are addicted to heroin because of the prescription drug will testify. From WBUR, Monica Brady-Myrov reports.
Before sentencing three top Purdue Pharma executives, a Virginia judge wants to hear from people who believe they are victims. The executives have already pled guilty to illegally misbranding OxyContin. Purdue Pharma has agreed to settle the lawsuit for over $600 million, but no one will serve jail time. Today, June Saber from Massachusetts will tell the judge three of her sons are addicted to opiates because Purdue said OxyContin was less subject to abuse.
I have a list on my home computer of 100 of my son's friends who became addicted to OxyContin and then to heroin, and that list is growing. And these aren't kids from the streets. These are kids from middle-class homes. They're your dancers. They're your athletes. They're your musicians. These were kids that you never would have imagined would end up dead or in jail or addicted.
After hearing from victims, the judge will decide whether or not to accept the settlement. In Boston, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by American Public Media's weekly program, Speaking of Faith, starting July 19th. Krista Tippett explores the ethics of eating with author Barbara Kingsolver, speakingoffaith.org. By the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Mended Hearts to provide online and hospital support to newly diagnosed heart disease patients. You can learn more at mendedhearts.org. And by the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment at publictransportation.org.
Even those of us who don't care a whit about sports love to see the records broken, especially when they're broken by guys over 40. But the wait for Barry Bonds to hit enough homers to equal and then break Hank Aaron's milestone, that's a bit more complicated. He got two runs closer last night. But Business of Sports commentator Diana Nyad says the allegation Bonds used performance-enhancing drugs still looms over him.
the people on the real inside of the game, so we're really talking the players, they admire him. His teammates love him. So on the inside of the game, they are going to applaud. They're going to run out of that dugout. They're going to carry him around on their shoulders. On the outside, we've got this big looming word, steroids. And honestly, Lisa, I've interviewed Tour de France athletes, NFL players all through the years, and they will tell you that, yeah, steroids makes you bigger, okay? As a home run hitter, it'll give you that extra 20, 30 feet off the bat. Does it make you more talented? No.
But so while everybody agrees that this is a formidable milestone to reach, the sponsors, not so much.
Oh, corporate America, mm-mm. I mean, he should be the king. I mean, even last year, he made $2 million in endorsements. You know, you and I sitting here would say, whoa, pretty nice little slap on the back. But for given who he is in the world of sports, he should be up in the 10, 12, 15, maybe even $20 million mark. I mean, imagine MasterCard and Bank of America are two of the umbrella sponsors of Major League Baseball. Right now, don't you think over this last year, certainly this summer, there would have been a big countdown campaign? They don't want to be associated with the guy.
We expect the sports stars to be more virtuous than the rest of us, but even when they're not, that doesn't always kill their celebrity. Why is it that Bonds is sort of being held to a higher standard here than anybody else?
I think that we have this naive notion, the public at large, that, you know, athletes are, you know, held to a higher standard, and they don't do drugs at night, and, well, you know, they do. Not all of them, but their segment of their population, you know, does what our segment of our population does. But when it comes to cheating, That's a line that the public and corporate America just does not want to cross.
Does anybody stand to make any money off of this milestone being hit, or is this just going to go into the record books?
Well, you know, the ironic thing is, you know who's really going to make the big money? It's Bonds. Because for the last year, every time he stepped up to the plate, he's taken that jersey and his gloves, and he's put them in a warehouse, and he's put the date and the number of home run that was, and guess who's going to be laughing all the way to the bank?
So he may not be Mr. Charm School, but he's a smart businessman.
There you go. You just summed it up perfectly.
That's Business of Sports commentator Diana Nyad in Los Angeles. I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.